I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Stuck forever or curiouser and curiouser? Well, folks, you know how we get to stuck spots on the way from here to there in our lives? Maybe with our job or our main squeeze. Boy, long time since that expression popped out. Or with changing a bad habit, or starting a good one, like moving the bod a bit more, getting more sleep, acting less cranky and more kindly, thank you very much, or eating more fruits and veggies, or spending less time making lists of stuck spots and more time actually doing something new. And stuck can feel pretty crummy. Recently, I've been percolating on a few of my specific stucknesses and how to move from stuck to unstuck. What's helping me? Well, my discoveries so far. First, not taking my stuckness too seriously helps. After all, stuck is just the pause between here and there. And it feels less ugh, yuck, arg, or I-E if I remind myself of that between the uggs, yucks, args, and I-Es. And stuck is not because I'm the biggest loser in the world, but just because I'm a human being. And stuck is in the Homo sapien job description. And as the cognitive therapists with their millions of research studies suggest, it helps to quit the stinking thinking like, I'm stuck, and instead think, I'm developing, right? But most surprising, just relaxing my muscles, feeling my breathing body, and redirecting my neurons from stuck to gazing at the seemingly impenetrable, insurmountable, and impossible with my curiosity frees me to moving my head and bod ahead anew. Curiosity. I'm Dr. Rich, Brain Shifter O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.